3, 2, 1, record.
So, Ian.
My levels seem acceptable. Yes.
Man, Tom Bergeron did not see that coming.
Didn't see that coming at all.
And no one guessed it, so that was nice.
What's a Tom Bergeron?
Yeah. They let us... They decided to not give away an answer on The Masked Singer last week.
Okay.
Craig and I were stupefied.
The last few weeks, they've been like, you know, one of the people's always been like, well, I'm pretty sure I met this person once on a Friday at a Denny's, so it's totally person X.
Yeah.
And this week, they were like,
guess. Yeah.
And they went, and it came out, and they're like, oh, it's Tom Bergeron. Everyone went, oh, it's Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, from the singing, I was had convinced myself that it was Bill Shatner, but...
See, I was really leaning towards Bill Engvall.
When I saw the taco, what's that?
I
thought it was Bill Engvall too, but then I thought it was Shatner because it sounded like him. But then I was like, when I saw the taco actually move his legs, I was like, Shatner can't walk.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, when I saw the mystery guest drinking scotch, I just assumed it was Ron White.
Oh, sure, yep.
But you know,
that makes sense.
It turned out to be the dirty, filthy, what's his bucket? I forgot his name. Full House guy.
Oh, Bob Saget.
Yeah, Bob Saget. That's his name.
Like, he looks familiar. What have I seen him in? I put him up on IMDb. Nothing.
Who's that? Tom Bergeron?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, he hosts a show called Dancing with the Stars. That is all.
Didn't he also host the Tic-Tac-Toe show?
Oh, see, I was looking at actor. You have to look under himself.
Oh, right. Tic-Tac-Toe show.
Circle Gets a Square.
Hollywood Squares?
Oh, Hollywood Squares?
Yeah, didn't he host that?
Oh, no. I thought that was someone completely different.
Samurai agrees with me.
Yeah, he was on Hollywood Squares just in, like, 2010. That was
the newer Hollywood Squares.
Well, yeah, not, like, good Hollywood Squares. Not Tom Davidson.
I was wrong. He was also in Hollywood...
Not Shadow Stevens for the Block.
Ooh, yeah.
He was also in Hollywood Squares 98 through 2004.
Oh. So who was the original host?
Of Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
Tom Davidson.
Yes.
The guy... He was from That's Incredible, right? Wasn't it that guy?
Had like I think so.
Yeah. I was waiting for Ray to like stealthily open the channel.
Yeah, and there I am just looking at Tom Bergeron.
Wow. All your fantasies have come true.
On IMDb.
John Davidson. All right.
Oh, maybe I was thinking of Peter Marshall.
See, Peter Marshall, I think, from like, doesn't he Joker?
No, I don't think so. Oh, wait, no, and now I'm confusing him with Wild Card. Or Card Sharks, I mean.
No, Card Sharks was...
Yeah, Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention.
Craig, I feel a game show bracket coming on.
We could totally do a game show bracket. Ian and I rank all the greatest game shows.
Yeah, guess I'll be there. Yeah, I've heard of that one. I mean, I watch some game shows, but not like you guys.
The winner clearly is Sail the Century.
See, I remember it fondly, but I think that show might have been terrible.
I think it was awful, to be honest with you.
It was bad.
Okay.
I don't know. I still miss the old days of Wheel when you had to buy things that cost 11 billion times their current amount, and then you had to take the excess money on a gift certificate to, like, Neiman Marcus or something.
Right. And you always had – or you had to buy that porcelain statue.
Right. Yeah. It's like, I'd like to buy that Black Panther statue for $485, please. And I'll take the other $15 on a gift certificate. Oh. That had the worst prizes for sale. The worst. I guess we're doing this show by ourselves. It's just us and Samurai.
That sounds like this show.
Yeah, it's pretty much true. No one listens to us anyway.
I feel bad. Sorry, that clip he put up was the second clip I thought of when I thought of Wheel of Fortune.
Not the Naggers clip?
People who annoy you. Craig, what are you doing for our birthday?
I have no idea.
Oh, I got good news.
Okay.
Do you want to come up to Williamsport?
No.
You don't want to come up for the... National Socialist Movement rally?
No.
Okay.
Craig knows what that is.
Just a key.
Or maybe he doesn't, and he just doesn't want anything political.
I don't, but I don't want anything to do with socialists.
Don't worry, they don't have anything to do with socialists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as it turns out, if you put another word with the word socialist, it completely changes its meaning.
Right. When you add national, to socialist? It means you hate the Jews and you're a neo-Nazi group.
Oh, in Williamsport, eh?
Yep.
That's an interesting place for rally.
Yeah, I would never expect one.
You should probably leave town that weekend in case your house gets firebombed or something.
I don't think so. They're going to be up at the park. I'm not really a Jew.
I know, but they just might firebomb the whole town. You don't know.
Well, I think I want to go to the park and see who shows up so I know which one of my neighbors are Nazis.
That could be. Or if you leave town, just post a picture of yourself as just, you know, a white guy on your door and he'll go, oh. And just keep walking.
You show up to see who's there. So do other people. And they all look at you and go, oh, I never knew Ian was a Nazi.
Oh, him. And well, then I'm in with them. And then I can rat them all out to my hippie liberal nice. Friends.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Illinois Nazis.
All right. So it's just us talking to Ray's brother.
Sluggo joined as well.
No, the Slugster's here.
Oh, Sluggo slowed in. Yeah. All right. Boy, Ian, big business on the Bachelor finale. I'm sure you were on the end of your chair.
I didn't. I only read that it happened. Yeah, so there were, I would say, I don't know, when's the last time I saw you in person?
Why did we stop at your house for some reason?
Did you stop?
Is that the Super Bowl?
Did I dream that? Maybe. I don't know. The last time I came into State College, I had some intel on the Bachelor finale. They told me, like, a month before it ended, that the winner was going to be the girl with two first names?
Right.
Is there someone, Anne?
Yeah, that's Hannah Ann.
Did she win?
Oh, boy, win is a strong word.
Did he choose her, sort of?
Only by default, because the other girl left him.
Okay.
It got he took it down to his final two.
Right.
The one of the final two said, hey, I'm saving myself for marriage. If you've banged anyone else, we're through. And he went, well, I've banged other people. And she went, all right, we're through.
Oh, okay.
And so she quit the show. So he said, hey, other girl, I was picking you the whole time. I love you lots. Let's get married. And she went, okay, I'm dumb, sure.
Cool.
And then she found out that he still loved the other girl.
Uh-huh.
So she then broke up with him. And nice. The producers of the show, Chris Harrison, flew to Auburn, found the girl who left him and said, hey, look, he's single again. He's really sorry about banging those other people. Will you please come and date him again? And she went, okay. So now he's nice. Back with the girl who left him the first time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's saving herself for marriage.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So when I saw you, I didn't want to spoil the show for you, but the internet told me, and I don't know how this is relevant to the show, that they all knew Hannah Ann was going to win because they checked her Venmo account and it was set to private and the other girl had a public Venmo account.
Oh, and people were watching the amount of money going in?
And they meant, yeah, and they said that means that Hannah Ann is the winner because hers is set to private and you don't want to see how much money goes into her account.
Couldn't CBS just written her a check or ABC just written her a check instead of paying her via Venmo?
Dude, I don't know how the internet works. All I know is that the show needs to start. Spidey's here. We're good.
All right. Is that person new?
And that is the worst, absolute worst name possible. At that point, you just have to pick
What's
one.
That?
Hannah or Anna?
Or Ann? Yeah.
Well, last year's Bachelorette was Hannah Brown, so she was Hannah B. So they didn't want to have just another freaking Hannah. So she had to be Hannah
or
Ann.
Or Hannah A.
Yeah. And the guy who was the star is still in love with Hannah B., so he couldn't also love just Hannah A and Hannah B. So they had to make her Hannah Ann. It's all very complicated.
Very gross. Stop watching those shows.
I love those shows. Start this one. Oh my God, there's a new one coming out. It looks even worse than all the last ones.
Is this the elderly one?
No, that even seems worse. Yeah. This one is about it's fake music. It's going to take couples. Yeah. They're going to play music together and fall in love and become, you know, musical duets.
Oh.
It looks like the worst. I can't wait till it starts.
That sounds like the dancing one with Channing Tatum's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Very similar, except it's singing.
Okay, this one was the opposite. You couldn't say anything. You could just dance with someone.
Yeah, this one's all singing. All right. Sure believers, welcome to the 233rd question mark of the Puzzle Warriors.
Hard to say you skipped the last one, so we'll say 234th, but I believe it could be the 233rd.
I didn't know that was actually going to be a question. This will be 233.
Yes, this is 233.
Sorry, this was a quiz. I'm Craig. I'm back from my cruise. I was cruising on a Sunday afternoon. We got Ray. We got Ian. How'd it go last week, guys?
It was brief. It was, I like that part.
Yeah, it was great.
Was it terse?
It was fine. It was a total success. We picked up the fourth Beatle instead of you, and Sam or I carried us to victory. And then I spent the rest of the week trying to understand your port of call choices. And once I figured all those out...
I didn't pick them, man.
I didn't say you picked them. Oh. The ones you picked to skip were the ones that you didn't get to try the first time you took this exact same cruise.
Well, I didn't get to try it the first time because we couldn't get off the boat.
Right, and you could have tried it this time, but instead of trying it, the new thing,
that's right.
You went, I know, I'll do the same thing instead.
That was also not my choice.
Oh.
I made no choices on this endeavor. My wife said, hey, my sister's going on this cruise. I'd like to go along. I went, oh, God, another cruise. And she's like, well, we didn't get to go on our anniversary trip to Hawaii, and my birthday's coming up. And I'm like, fine, let's go on the cruise. I said, I don't care where we're going. Just book a nice room. And that was really the end of it. We had a great room, though.
Nice.
We had, like, the whole back corner of the ship with the wraparound deck that, you know, wrapped around from the side of the boat to the back of the boat.
All wraparound. Yeah.
You know, you could seat, like, 20 people out there on the deck.
Sure.
It was, you know, I had a bathtub. That was sweet. I had to make sure to, you know, use as much potable water as I could. And we only had really bad weather one day.
Oh, okay.
The Saturday, the trip from, like, Florida area to Virginia was the worst.
Oh, nice.
It was super rough waves. There were people with vomit bags all over the ship. Like, they closed all the top decks. If you turned on, like, the camera watching the Lido deck, you could just watch the pools throw their water all over the decks everywhere.
Nice.
It was...
That's a good day.
Yeah, it was very rough seas. And one of the engines apparently quit. We had propulsion issues. So instead of getting back at, like, 7, 8 in the morning in Baltimore, we didn't get back till, like, noon.
Nice.
Like, they kicked everyone out of the rooms at 11 a.m., and we still hadn't docked yet. So we didn't get off the boat till, like, 1 something, and then they still had to get everybody else off the boat to clean the rooms to get the people who were leaving on that Sunday back on the boat.
Wow, that sounds like the pits.
Yeah, so the people on the next cruise were leaving very late.
Did you win at 80s music trivia?
Didn't play it.
That's because you didn't have me.
Yeah.
I have a trophy that can vouch for that.
It's true. Erica did go and play Harry Potter trivia. She didn't win.
What?
Yeah, I think she got 17 out of 20. And there,
how does that happen?
There were two teams that got 20 out of 20, and then they went to a Supreme Nerd Off.
Yeah.
They made them come up on stage and cast spells at each other until one of them couldn't think of a spell name.
That's a good tiebreaker.
Yeah. So
That's much more challenging than the tiebreaker from my last Harry Potter trivia.
Ray, have you ever drank Bacardi 8?
8? That doesn't sound familiar.
Bacardi the Ocho. I had never had this before, but they had a bar on the ship called Alchemy, which is, like, you know, a high-end cocktail bar. And they were making old fashions with Bacardi 8 instead of rye.
What?
It was really freaking good. I drank a lot of those.
As long as what they called it an old fashioned, that's just wrong. That's
It was called the Island Old Fashioned.
Yeah. I'm sure it could taste good. It's just not an old fashioned.
Right.
It was very tasty.
Yeah. I'm going to have to put my foot down because this is the same guy who throws a maximum level temper tantrum if you call something vodka-based a martini.
Yeah, I think vodka-based is a martini, you son of a bee.
But apparently you can throw rum in an old-fashioned, and it's the same thing.
No, it's
delicious.
It was delicious. Freaking vodka drinkers. God, they're so terrible.
Bacardi and Bacardi 8. It's like the Leonard Part 6 of letters.
But I still don't drink enough to pay for the drink package. So.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Well, the drink package is like $86 a day or something like that.
Oh.
But you get 15 drinks
out of
that.
That's like 3 drinks. What?
You get 15 drinks a day for your $86. But I was only drinking like 4 or 5 cocktails a day. So even at $10 a piece, it was cheaper for me just to pay cash.
Right.
So I paid cash. Sell it for cash.
It's cash.
And then, Ian, I got to tell you more. You know that dumb game and have at carnivals where you put in a quarter and the bulldozer pushes the quarter?
Yeah.
All right, my niece and her boyfriend thought this was the greatest invention of all time, and they played this on the casino. In the casino! For hours! Blew my mind. I'm like, you're playing the bulldozer casino game? No one plays the bulldozer game.
Well, first of all, lots of people play the bulldozer game. They're very popular at Chuck E. Cheese. The fact that it's a casino game on the boat makes me sad. The fact that I never realized that the reason that the casino is closed for the first part of the trip is because they don't open it up until they get out into international waters so that they don't have to adhere to any sort of gambling regulations made me extra sad.
So, that apparently has now changed because it was open in Maryland waters.
What?
What?
So, we pull out of Baltimore, casino's open.
Wow.
And what's interesting is while we were still leaving, every drink all we got on the boat was being charged Baltimore city tax until we got out of the state of Maryland. And then they refunded us all the tax. It was very bizarre.
They just make these rules up as they go.
Yeah, we're like, wait a minute, you're charging me tax for being in the state, but the casino's open. I don't understand.
And then they just gave you the money back.
Right. But I played some Let It Ride, played some craps, you know, did some stuff. Good times.
Watched a monkey knife fight on international waters.
Oh, that would have been something. I watched a ton of cricket. Just a pile of cricket. It was amazing. It was like the Women's International World Cup was on. And
oh, wow.
So, like, they had it on the big screens in the casino and in the sports bar. So I'm like, sweet, I am watching cricket. This is great. So I had some cocktails, watched some cricket, had a soft pretzel at the sports bar.
Ooh, soft pretzel sounds nice.
Yeah, it was T20 cricket for Samurai.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good times. Good times to be had.
We're 10 all minutes right, so into the show and we haven't started yet.
I was just going to say, oh, so it was just nothing but hot pretzels and first-class centuries.
Cricket. All right, so this is covering the week of March 11th to the 18th of the 2020s. I didn't update any of this, did I?
I don't know. I didn't read it yet.
No, I didn't update I didn't update this whole first section at all.
So okay, the crash is correct.
Yeah, but I didn't do the first part. So in your Deadpool Bailey's, it's Daredevil, She-Hulk, Deadpool, Gamora, Black Widow, Loki, Dream Warrior, and Squirrel Girl. Let's go with that. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash. Oh, the Titans. Starting on the 8th was Scott. How'd that go for you?
Total success. He's, you know, it's a one-on-one situation, so that kind of washes away any sort of shortcomings. He's succumbed to the power creep. He's still awesome. He can control what's on the board, and he can blast you for a bajillion points.
Yeah, you can use that blue to keep his red under control, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, you can use the yellow to speed things along, and you just chop him down like a giant
chopping
tree.
Broccoli.
So, this brings me to portion of our show.
Chopping broccoli.
No more broccoli sketch. So, we all have a championed Scott.
Yeah.
And this is a who wore it best. So, Craig has him at a 5.53. Ray has him at a 5.35. And I have him at the patented 5.44. Who built it best?
Well, I think I'm correct, you know, I'm biased, so.
I suspect you're correct as well, but,
I try not to use Scott, so, really, whatever.
But he's real good.
But he's Scott.
Whenever I see a complete three different builds from a champion person that we could have corrected and didn't, I just wanted to check to make sure. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
So, coming up next on the 13th, we have apparently one of the great 80s video games of all time. Versus Slider, and I'm not sure why he's fighting Slider.
Who's Slider? Slider's not even a character in this game.
I understand that. That's why I'm very confused by the picture.
And that one of the characters, isn't that a picture of a character from that movie that I never saw?
That's not Val Kilmer, that's Slider.
Who's Val Kilmer?
Iceman.
I know who Val Kilmer is, but who is he in that movie?
Iceman. But that looks like Slider to me.
Oh, maybe that's Val Kilmer.
I don't think so. I think it's Slider.
Okay.
In any case, it's Rogue versus
Iceman. The guy who
made
the image says it's Val Kilmer. I think he's incorrect.
I don't think he can identify Val Kilmer. That hair appears to be too dark for Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer was very blonde back then. Not buying it. Any case, that should be an easy go, right?
I don't know. It's untested. 4-3-2 should be an easy go. I might have to put some ISO into that 135, though. Get Rogue up to a, you know, 150 plus.
Man, I missed that game. That game was good.
Hmm. Rogue?
Yeah.
Apparently. I've never played it. I know nothing about it. Apparently that game is so good, it's a descriptor for, like, 20% of every game on Steam.
Oh, really? They're all like, this is a Rogue clone.
Roguelike.
Yeah.
Roguelike is a... I'm like, what does that mean? And someone once explained to me that it means that the levels change constantly. The levels are randomized?
Yeah, levels are random. Something? Yeah, it's like a dungeon crawler, but all the levels are random.
Yeah.
Good game.
Well, there you go. Iceman versus Rogue.
And then number next is Hopefully The Thing versus some guy who hung out with...
It's clearly Torch.
Oh, is that his name?
Yes.
I don't know. I recognize that character.
You don't recognize the Dreadnoughts?
Yeah, I recognize that he was a Dreadnought. I don't know any of their names.
Okay. It's like Buzzsaw, Torch, Car Driving Guy, Monkey Wrench.
I definitely don't know any of their names, but it has to be Torch because it's Torch.
Okay. Well, I feel confident that it was at least some of the people that I
mentioned. Ian, you should champ your thing.
I don't want to. He's not good enough to be championed.
He used to be.
Someone good. Ah. Yeah. Did it? What? Did he?
By the way, Discord, I believe, has confirmed that you were unfortunately correct. That was Slider.
That's Slider! So you see in this picture that he picked for Thing, that Thing's in a Thing costume?
Mm-hmm.
So on the boat, they were celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday. So there were people in Thing shirts, like, all over the place. They had a giant birthday cake. There was reading Dr. Seuss story time. It was all over the place.
Was your boat my son's kindergarten class?
It very well could have been.
Were these guests that were prepared for this, or was this only people working there?
Well, no, there were people who had their doors decorated in the hallways with Dr. Seuss paraphernalia. Like, they must have taken this cruise explicitly. Dr. Seuss time on the boat.
That is absurd.
Yeah, like you're walking down the hallway and there's, you know, Thing 1, 2 were in this room and the next room said Things 3 and 4. And, you know, it was Cat in the Hat stuff was on people's doors. And I was like, wow.
Ha.
Crazy. All right, moving on.
Gandalf.
What do we got? Storyland Deadpool Versus is running right now. That'll get you a hood and North Star covers. North Star and Lumbercap shards. Top 100 folks get Doom shards and Ant-Man covers. Then it is somebody else's shards and Quicksilver that I apparently didn't write down. I am the worst at this game. I'm still dizzy, by the way. It's only Wednesday. I'm hoping by Friday I'll recover. Stupid land legs are hard.
Did you take a medicine?
I did not.
Okay.
Did you wear one of those patches?
No. I went with the, you know, all in your brain C-bands.
What?
They put pressure points on your wrists. You never seen these?
I'm already skeptical.
It's like acupressure devices.
I'm feeling sad. Oh, my goodness. So, Craig, I got this copper wand that will help prevent the coronavirus.
But it will prevent pregnancy, Ian, depending on where you put it.
Yeah. You see, this one you need to put in your third input.
I don't want to put it there.
Will prevent the coronavirus. You can wash it off in the silver solution that I will provide you.
I'm going to pass on that one.
And then you can wear those copper line knee braces that Brett Favre wants you to wear.
Him and Jerry Rice now. Jerry Rice is in that commercial now.
Oh, crap. I love Jerry Rice.
Brett Favre is throwing him the ball now, and they're beating up on a flag football team full of old white guys. All right. Next star event is Cosmic Chaos. That'll get you Quicksilver and Ant-Man covers, Doom and Ant-Man shards, and top 200 folks get a brand new character.
Mmm.
Yeah. PvP landed is the wheels season. And your simulator, you will get Karnak in there. And right now, 8 is Enough is running, which will get you Doc Ock and Namor covers and some Namor shards. So, Ian.
So, Craig.
Everybody come and play. Throw every last care away. Let's go to the mall. Today.
Today? When did you want to go to the mall?
Today. Robin Sparkles is in this game, Ian.
I know. Fun trivia. Do you know her record label's name?
Oh, I do not.
I think it's Deviant Records.
Oh, all right.
But if it ever comes up, there you go. There's my trivia bit for today about Robin Sparkles / Maria Hill.
All right. So, yeah, Robin is a 4-star. She is purple, black, and blue. Her purple power, Jesus, I can't talk. Drunk. Is 8 purple, called Life Model Ambush. This will create 2 trap tiles that are purple. They deal damage when matched by either team. As you go up in level, that goes to 3, and then 4 trap tiles. And at max level, they are 3,337 damage when matched away. Best of Intentions is 6 black. Creates 3 strike tiles and a 3-turn countdown tile. Get ready for this one, Ian. When the countdown tile expires, Robin Sparkles will take 90% of her base health and damage.
Okay.
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
As you go up in level, it will create more tiles to become stronger. At level 5, it is create 5 strength, 134 tiles. At max level, 262. But boy, you really got to get rid of that countdown tile.
Clearly. That's bizarre. Continue.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Her blue power is called Getting Out Alive. She deals damage to the enemy team and turns invisible for 2 turns. As you go up in level, damage goes up and rounds of invisibility go up. So deals at max level 2,331 damage, and she will go invisible for 4 turns.
Mm.
Does the invisibility prevent the countdown
it's
damage?
Sure
damage.
Does not. You don't think so?
Nope. Don't believe so.
Hmm.
I thought it worked like, what's her name's arrow, where she hurts herself too, and it's self-damage. So I didn't think it should avoid that.
I don't know. I don't have an argument.
I don't know how this game.
I mean, mm-hmm. My initial thought is it was direct damage, so maybe it would, but no.
I don't know. People are claiming I've it does. That. If it does, then, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of the invisibility. It's not like a tile to match away. She just turns invisible, so.
Either way.
Only fire black when you've got some blue.
Right. Or you just use her with other agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Use her with Coulson, who can swap tiles around where you want them, or Quake, who can just destroy it. So
true story.
Yeah.
All right. She seems okay.
Seems better now.
Yeah.
90%.
Yeah, that's like a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tomorrow is the 12th. The Maria Hill and Friends Vault starts tomorrow. 88 in Vault, legendary token, and 3 beginner supports in there. A random Sparkles cover, and 2 random 4 stars that will be either your 2099 Spider-Man, North Star, or Talos. The Talosian.
Mm.
By the way, Ian, it's Dominant Records.
It is. It appears to be. I was wrong. I'm
you were very close. It.
Now I'm always going to remember it wrong forever.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Maybe that's who puts out Robin Daggers.
P.S. Ian, I love you.
Oh, sandcastles in the sand.
I love sandcastles in the sand. All right. So Cosmic Chaos. She is in placement rewards. Lost in Time, starting from the 16th to the 20th. She's a progression reward. That'll also give you tokens to that vault. And a hill to spy on is the Versus tournament. That'll run the 15th to the 18th. She'll be a progression reward. And no kids, no S.H.I.E.L.D. training for the person who's in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that seems a little odd, but
yeah.
Okay.
They're trying something a little different here. So,
but hill to spy on was a good pun, so I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
So Ice9 did say that if she's invisible, the countdown tile just fizzles out because it has no target. Also said that if originally it made her airborne, but that didn't work because if you're airborne, your countdown tile doesn't count down. So
right, it would just sit there.
Right. But he also said you can send her airborne with another character like Colossus and then blow up the countdown tile with Captain Marvel and she won't take any damage either. So you can actually, you know, use Marvel to count it down while she's airborne or invisible. And yeah, you're gold.
All right.
All right.
There you go. Robin Sparkles.
Yeah.
Local news. Everything is closed. Penn State's closed. True. State College Area School District is closed.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Well, Penn State's not closed yet. We're waiting till Monday.
We're waiting for everybody to get back from spring break and then be like, goodbye.
Right. Hey, you're back from spring break? No, you're not. Stay home.
Yeah. Please come get your clothes and go home and do things on the internet. The high schools and things are closed for 1 week. They're reopening on the 23rd.
Sporting games with no fans. All the music festivals are postponed until the end of the season.
Yeah.
We can't even have movies. James Bond was delayed. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad times.
So I have a Discord question. Skittle Daddy, are you in fact Marshawn Lynch?
Beast mode.
All right. You're still cool, but I was optimistic. No, that's okay. I'll tough through it. It was an unrealistic expectation.
That would have been amazing, though.
That's how Ian fell over in his chair. That would have been the last show we ever did. It would have never got better than that.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Let's go to the sitcom showdown. Did you guys do this last week?
We didn't. We postponed it.
All right.
Due to lack of you.
Okay. All right.
But we did get our comeuppance.
Oh,
that is true.
We'll talk about it in one of the upcoming brackets.
All right, so let's start in the top left. We've got Modern Family versus It's Arrested Development.
All right, I'll start. I think that Arrested Development has a higher humor value to me, personally. So that's who I'm going with.
Me too's.
Oh, I got nothing then. I was going to go, I'll go Modern Family because it's a, I think overall it's a better show, but Arrested Development is probably 10 times funnier.
All right.
But Modern Family is pretty funny, man. Yeah, it still gets my vote. Fully Modern Family gets my vote.
Yeah.
So Arrested Development moves on?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be able to. Craig's never seen Modern Family, so I'm not going to.
Right. And
that.
I haven't seen enough of it. I mean, I've seen some clips that are humorous, very humorous, but I'm sticking with it.
It's pretty hilarious. That's fair.
Ooh. Down the bottom here, we got two really shows I very much enjoy.
Ooh, interesting.
Newhart versus Friends.
Ha.
Newhart with one of the great endings of any TV show ever. But boy, the social impact of Friends is just so large.
Yeah. I was going to say, I did not think this one was as close as you did. I thought it was Friends all the way.
Oh, man, but I love me some Larry and his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl.
I don't know. I'm going to throw a wrench in it by saying I didn't really find Friends humorous, so I was never a fan. I think I saw every episode of Newhart, if not multiple times. It's very enjoyable. Man.
See, I thought Friends was not only hilarious, but I support Craig's assessment of the social impact.
Yeah. Well,
there is not a situation that I have ever been in where I'm helping someone move and someone doesn't shout pivot.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
I have been one of those people and I've never seen that episode.
I feel like that sells itself then.
If we're talking social impact, there's no question Friends is the winner.
Right. I also think I thought it was equivalently funny, if not more so.
Yeah. I very much enjoy both shows, but I think Friends' impact is just too strong.
And I think it was kind of, I mean, I've heard information to the contrary, but I felt like it was a blueprint for many shows to come. One particular in another bracket that we're about to examine. But yeah, I say Friends moves on.
All right. Going over to the bottom right here.
Yeah.
We've got Scrubs versus Roseanne.
Yeah. So here's what we were discussing last week. And by discussing, I mean, and again, I don't remember what did Samurai like that he said we dinged and we didn't ding these two and they both deserved
Strangers
to be dinged. I know he liked Perfect Strangers, but I didn't think we didn't ding it for finale.
Oh, I think we didn't ding Roseanne for the finale. But
that last season is a hot mess.
Right.
Yeah. Same thing with Scrubs.
Absolutely.
They were trying to transition into a new show, and it was a
nightmare. It was Mork and Mindy, I think, was what was referenced first.
Oh, yeah, Mork and Mindy did lose points.
Yeah.
So, again, he was disappointed at us for not holding Scrubs and Roseanne to that same criteria, although I still think that Roseanne was better than Perfect Strangers. But now, I only have to compare it to Scrubs. So now, we can take both of those out of the equation because both final seasons were a nightmare.
Equal on that turf,
Right.
I mean, I'm obviously firmly in the Roseanne camp here.
Huh. Interesting. I am firmly in the Scrubs camp.
Oh, no. I feel some conflict here.
Ian, don't you want a loose meat sandwich from the Lamford lunch?
I don't really. Don't. I'm just trying to remember. I was a little older when I watched Scrubs, so Scrubs was a lot funnier for me. Like, I watched lots of episodes of Roseanne, but I feel like I was, you know, a little bit young to process it appropriately.
Come on, it gave Darlene's boyfriend an entire career of being Darlene's boyfriend.
Ugh,
he's been in 40 shows where he's always been Darlene's boyfriend.
That you sold me. Scrubs it is. Johnny Galecki, disgusting.
Yeah, he is terrible.
I'm voting for Scrubs.
All right.
That musical episode was great.
Scrubs, I mean, it has so many quotable things, if nothing else. It's just,
It did.
Yeah, but how many of its stars went on national TV and sung the national anthem poorly and grabbed their crotches?
Not enough.
All right, moving up to the top right. Oh, man, Battle of the Titans. Holy smokes.
Hmm.
It's the greatest How I Met Your Mother versus a super good show as well in Parks and Rec.
Yep, you're not wrong. But based on your description alone, I'm moving How I Met Your Mother forward because that's the greatest.
Yeah, I agree.
And Parks and Rec was great.
I agree. To me,
slow start with How I Met Your Mother.
That first season of Parks and Rec is a complete turd.
Yeah, it took some warming up.
I mean, man, I want to vote for Parks and Rec so much, but that argument alone is 100% correct. Yeah. That first season is, yeah. I mean, even though it's only six episodes, it is a hard watch.
Like I said, it took years for people to convince me to give Parks and Rec another try. Because I tried to watch the first season, and it was god-awful.
Yeah, and I was like, you want me to watch an unfunny Office clown?
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And then they just kept adding people to it. And it was just too, it was so excellent, but it was too slow to get to excellent.
Yeah.
It took Rob Lowe and, mostly just Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Rob Lowe really turned that show for me.
Well,
and it got everything kind of came super together. Good.
Right, because I didn't think Rob Lowe's character actually did that much, but when he joined Chris Pratt and Aubrey Plaza, it became amazing.
Oh, yeah, they really did.
So to me, the highs of Park and Rec outshine the highs of How I Met Your Mother. However, I will concede that you two voted that way, and we'll just move along.
I just love How I Met Your Mother so much.
Really? While you were gone, that was the soapbox that I died on.
What's that?
I think How I Met Your Mother has a spectacular ending. The world disagrees.
I also enjoyed the ending.
I know. I can't get back into it. I don't want to. It's already been too much savage derailing, and I don't want to repeat the same show as last week.
All right. Well, next week.
Good job, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Getting super serious next week. Super serial.
Super serial.
All right. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, I don't know. Let me switch over there. So the first thing I've got is Perondiac said, oh, man, I need to be on that Allen Street Facebook group. I don't really know why. To which Norman B. responded, saying it's a trash fire.
Is there an Allen Street Facebook group?
What's that?
There's an Allen Street Facebook group?
There is. There's a group of the businesses who got together and said that they don't want to do this.
Yeah, you know, the people who are suing us?
Yeah, they have a Facebook group.
Huh.
But Norma B. says that it's a trash fire. The lady running it tried to keep her identity a secret, but accidentally outed herself. So it's fun watching her do a terrible job of adminning the group. All right. Brondiak did also say that he was sporting a Puzzle Warriors 3 shirt at the local pub, and he included a picture. He said he got lots of questions about it, but few commitments to play. So I can't really doubt that people at a random bar would be like, ooh, a match 3 game.
That would be amazing, though.
However, there you go. Puzzle Warriors 3 shirt advertising in progress. D-Wing said, it is a testament to the innervating effects of Spring Forward that I did not get more enthused about the She-Ra reference.
Princess of Power?
Yeah.
He also said that the clue is not an anagram unless there's a Marvel character named Heather Dingy. Sorry, I found that humorous. If Craig listened to this episode, his return in the next episode would include a disjointed and passionate rebuttal of the intended to refute all of Samurai's comments, but somehow only addressing 15% of the comments before careening into sidebars all over the place. I think that was, again, in reference to the How I Met Your Mother argument. And he said, let the record show how much I missed the Masked Singer commentary. Nil nada bubka squadoo. We'll see you next week, Craig. And your coronavirus.
Oh.
Hesjin Gixon says, regarding...
Whoa.
Yes.
Sorry, I haven't heard a comment from Hesjin Gixon in quite some time. I'm really excited.
Yeah, he says, regarding the sitcom bracket, I have always hated Full House, so I'm glad the run ended. For Roseanne, I'm kind of in the same place that Ray is with Seinfeld. I acknowledge that it had an impact, but I just never found it funny, ever. Interesting. Norman B. did come back on. This is kind of sad. He says, after 4 years, one extended break and a return, I think I'm done with the game. Being able to run the board on SCL10 PvE was great, and it was nice to champ a few of my 5-stars. But seeing no significant milestones ahead, tired of the grind, he's going to finish up PvP season to honor commitment to an alliance, and expect to miss it out of habit, but it's been exceptionally liberating to not play. He says he'll continue to listen to the podcast for local news and whatever else is to come, which I guess is the 2020 equivalent of subscribing to the Playboy for the articles.
You know, you could just join our alliance. We have very loose requirements.
I was going to say.
But stopping playing would not meet those requirements.
Nope, you would
but
have
you,
to join.
But you could play zero PvP in our alliance. Huh?
Right. If you could join our friend Jared's alliance, He requires zero daily play. He also frowns on weekly play and monthly play.
Meanwhile, final comment, Hesjin Gixon actually commented on Norman B's retirement announcement and said that he's only been playing Deadpool dailies out of habit for something like a year now, but I still
he
love
the podcast.
He's
been doing that for 5 years.
So we appreciate...
Hesjin Gixon and I have a lot in common.
We appreciate the fact that, you know, you're still listening to the podcast, even though you're not playing the game. That's pretty nice. Appreciate it.
That makes me wonder if... Hesjin Gixon's still doing his Star Wars thing. I don't even know if we're still in the same alliance.
I don't know.
I play Star Wars the same way I play this game. Except I don't do a podcast about that. I do a podcast about this game.
Ian, did you just see Samurai's news there? The NBA has called it quits.
They're suspending the season? Yep. Wow.
What will all those billionaires do without their income? More importantly, what's going to happen to all the people who work at concession stands and things at stadiums?
Yes.
Like, those people those need that money. Actual... Like, that's their job. Correct. Billionaires got billions. They're fine.
Right.
What about the actual working
man? Are... Right.
Man.
That's too bad. Yeah, the stadium employees.
Parking people. Like, there's a lot of, you know, repercussions here.
Yeah. Think about all the vendors on the street who sell knockoff merchandise.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, how am I going to get my bootleg jerseys?
Really? Yeah. How am I going to get my Steve Curry jersey?
Yeah, like, yeah, March Madness, they're going to have no fans. It's going to be a big empty stadium with 20 guys and sneaker squeaks. Oh, the sneaker squeaks will be so loud.
Yeah.
They'll echo. They'll echo throughout the entire building. So many sneaker squeaks.
Are there any other things, sports happening right now? Like, what will Stephen A. Smith yell about for a whole 2 weeks?
The baseball is coming up.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. Oh, that's exciting.
The games will sound like a PW3 chair. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
I think we solved that problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Willie.
Yeah.
All right, Decades, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. Nervous. I've come to not understand how the delay works, and that one sounded perfect to me, so that means it was terrible. let's see what I got in... these boosted characters. 3-star. If you're still using 3-star, then you're me. And Deadpool is boosted. Trying to think. The one is a percentage. The amount that he heals from his black? That's probably boosted.
Yeah.
Sure. And, you know, whales is whales.
Well, regular whales, like not drop them all whales, does like, you know, somewhere in the 4,600 damage range. So that's probably boosted as well.
Sure.
So there's a little bit out of that. Gambit I looked up, but I've forgotten since then. His aces and eights do, like, direct damage, so that probably doesn't work.
That is true, and his purple will as well. I don't like his black. Man. 3-star Gambit, I don't like him.
Everybody was like, he's the pits, and I just blocked him out. Let's see, Iron Fist, ooh, he's okay. His strike tile's gonna, or no, wait, he's got an attack tile, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got an attack tile, so that'll be boosted. The damage he's got does a lot of damage when he unleashes his Iron Fist if you have enough black AP built up.
Yeah, that purple can punch a wallop.
Yeah, it really can. And then the strike tiles that he puts out and the damage that he does with the green. Good old Iron Fist. Enjoy. Loki, nothing. Nada.
If only he shuffled the board faster when he was higher level.
Or longer. Or twice the shuffles, but... So, yeah, he's boosted.
Oh, I guess hold on. I got to pause the show for 1 second. Speaking of nothing. So, Ian, on the boat, we had Guy's Burgers. Nothing special. That's it. While you're talking about nothing changing, you know, the main special, Guy's Burger.
Your cruise to Flavortown was a total disappointment?
It was. It was, you know, some fries or cooking oil that was not quite hot enough, so a little bit soggy. The burger was like 2 millimeters thick because they were trying to cook them really fast. So it was more like, you know, a brown piece, you know, piece of cardboardy kind of things. You know, sure, they had a billion and one toppings, but I don't need any of those things. Right. You know, so it wasn't great. Please continue.
Okay, good. I'll get derailed about that later. So She-Hulk, her red does some AoE damage along with the board shake, so that'll be good. And I feel like the boosting of the tile stealing of the blue probably affected by her being buffed. Oh, the mysteries that are 4-stars. Because they just keep making new 4-stars. Just nonstop.
Like Robin Sparkles.
Domino. Yeah, like Robin Sparkles. But Domino specifically is boosted. I believe that her red ability does damage when you blow up the black tiles of the world. So that's a lot of extra damage there, I hope. Oh, everybody's favorite AoE machine, Jean Grey, boosted. So that's more AoE, more AoE, and more AoE. Oh, and those the attack, strike, and protect tiles that she puts out, also a little stronger. Miles Morales, his red damage boosted. When he comes out of his invisibility, that damage boosted. Sabretooth, I remember him. He's newer for me, so I don't remember him that well. I feel like he's got a red that does four separate attacks, and everybody likes him for that, and they're all going to be good. Doesn't Valkyrie do something similar?
Yeah, very.
Doesn't her red do like three or four consecutive attacks? Why is she less popular?
I think it's three attacks.
Instead of four. That's enough.
And
I
also,
she's not Sabretooth.
Sabretooth also does damage when you match an enemy strike tile, which is really nice against the old Rocket and Groot.
Sure. So that damage that he does for that, that'll be boosted. And when he beats up Wolverine on his birthday, he'll do extra damage there. Oh, and the man, the myth, the legend.
Pow!
Boosted. So that proportional punch already does too much damage. It can do unlimited damage this week. Enjoy. So let's see what Samurai says. He says you should use Vulture, boosted Miles, and boosted Iron Spider-Man. Vulture's black, generates AP, and then Miles makes web tiles, and then Infinity War Spider-Man makes web tiles, and then he uses his super proportional punch to devastate you.
Yeah, that punch can get real strong.
Yeah. By the way,
especially with Miles,
I was
helping.
Corrected. Yeah. The difference between Sabretooth and Valkyrie, they both do four attacks, but Sabretooth's is really cheap, and Valkyrie's costs 11, almost twice as much. So.
Oh, okay. That makes even more sense.
Isn't it more than twice as much?
No, I thought it was six.
No,
I think
it's cost six, hers cost 11.
Oh, it's six? Okay. All right, there you go.
Great. Well, thanks. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always, Mystify.
All right, let's head over to a team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Okay. This week I have a fan favorite. It's kind of similar to a team I've done before, but different enough. So it's an interesting 4-star team for SCL-10. From a recent post on Reddit. So this was suggested to me by a listener, but originally came from Epit, who suggested this team on Reddit to another player. Vulture, Gamorpha, and Blonde Widow. So you got Vulture, who is the battery, obviously. You get his black going at a cheap 6 black, and he generates green and blue. That is for Gamorpha to stun lock. So you just stun everybody with her. And Black Widow, who also has a 4-round stun, can provide reduced AP cost when she does her, what's it called? I have it in front of me and I don't even remember. Brush Past?
Enfilade, Defilade.
Yeah, the Brush Past. She puts out a countdown tile, which, when it's out, powers cost 3 less AP. So it makes everything cheaper, which makes Gamora even deadlier with that stun. And you just keep battery, or you keep your battery. You keep your Vulture as a battery in the air, generating AP, and you can just unlock a team, even in SCL-10, and come out winner. Not to mention, Black Widow can give rather decent burst health to anyone on her team. So there you go. That's how you play it. I mean, mix in the fact that Gamora is the deadliest woman and will sometimes just take out an opponent, even if they have 300,000 hit points, which I saw in SCL-10 the other day. So, yeah, it's a team that I might try out on those nodes where I can survive. You just got to survive the first little bit to get Vulture in the air so you can stun lock everybody. But there you go. Vulture at a 5-3-5, Gamora at a 3-5-5, and Widow also at a 3-5-5. So there's your team up for the week. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
All right, let's hit up the OG and open up some tokens. I got 3 that I've had pending because I didn't open anything because I didn't play for a week. Should I go ahead?
Sure. I don't know how many I have.
Yeah, go for it. Sorry. I was reading. There was a pop-up and I needed to read it.
First one is, Sad Time, Safari Joe.
Yeah. How's it to get?
Second one is Hulkbuster. And the third one is, Whoop Whoop Whoop, Black Fantastic.
Alrighty.
That was unexciting.
I'll go next. Okay. Soul Patch, here I come. Kaboom! Uh-oh. I caught a glimpse of it before that, with that little laggy bit that I have here. I think it's going to be a Safari Joe. Safari Joe doesn't like
that. Sad Time.
Think like the enemy.
Wow. Is that all you got?
That was worth it. Yeah, I got some more, but I'm not going to open them.
Yeah, I think that...
In the event that I can't earn any more, I never want to risk it.
So, sure. So, in my understanding is the... We haven't had Havoc in here yet, correct?
Correct. I'm just kidding. I'm agreeing with you because it seems plausible.
Who's leaving next? That's my question.
I don't know. Are there pictures?
Ooh.
If there are pictures, I'll tell you what the answer is.
It's Beta Ray Bill Carnage, and Samurai and Blue Wolf both say that it's Carnage. So I'm not going to spend much at all because I don't really care for Carnage, even though he's, he has his usefulness.
Almost champed?
No. Uh-oh. Nowhere near, which is part of my reason. But in any case, all right, clicking on the soul patch. Hey, look at that. I avoided a Safari Joe and got me a purple.
Oh, but where?
Hey, it's a Carnage.
It is not. It is Beta Ray Bill.
Yay!
Defender of Two Peoples. So that is nice. I'm just going to call that a win and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that does put him at a 1-4-1.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we can stop getting the yellow. That'd be nice.
I know you're trying to save up for Havoc, but I really want to see if Safari Joe can pull the trifecta.
I don't.
If you didn't get him on the first bullet,
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network, then.
Oh, it is called the soon-to-be-named Podcast Network. It includes this show and several other excellent podcasts for your listening pleasure. You can check them all out at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Thanks. Anything else for the good of the order?
No.
I did get another suggestion for Team Up Time, but if you have a team you like, send it to me. Let me know what you use.
All right. Ian, you watching Survivor?
I'm still not. Mm. I don't know what happened. My love for Survivor died. I don't know if it can be brought back.
Do you remember when back in the day before... Amber met Boston Rob. She used to date Ethan.
No.
Well, they both got sent to Ensign Island, so she's now hanging out with her ex-boyfriend while her husband is still playing the game.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nope, I did not know that Ethan was a person.
He was the winner of Africa.
Hmm.
Back in season 3?
Oh.
Africa was 3, right? Or was it 2?
Sure.
I think it was 3.
Nope, Australia was 2.
Yeah, must have been season 3.
I believe
before they just abandoned all hope and said it's just going to be in Guam forever.
I'm right there with Sluggo. I recognize all the words in that sentence, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Ray, I had a that totally reminds me. I had a total empathy moment for you again today. I had 2 days in a row where people were talking about things that I barely understood / had no interest in. My goodness, man. I will try to not talk about fantasy football with Craig when you're around. It's just like noise. It's just like straight up noise. Like my two coworkers are both RC car enthusiasts.
Oh, okay.
So what I heard for the last 20 minutes of work yesterday was, just nonstop. Like that's all I heard. Listening to them talk about who makes the best brush motor for which scale model, and I was like, oh, shut up.
It didn't sound like...
That yesterday's was, because I liked them more. Today...
Like, not like slot car racing, like just standard radio-controlled cars.
Yes, just RC cars. No, today was one coworker that I do enjoy, and one coworker that I don't enjoy, so it was even worse, and the two of them were arguing at volume... fiercely about tire brands and qualities. Like, I bet you $500 that this brand tire is better than this brand tire and it holds up under these conditions. I just walked out. I was like, I'm done. I'm going to go sit out front and pretend like I have something to do in the showroom. It was an absolute, like, not at all nightmare.
Wait, like, are you guys racing in NASCAR or something? Like,
I don't know. I just totally checked out. I just,
man.
Next fall. for as soon as Ray joins the show, I will not mention fantasy football ever again.
I did like just go to TireRack.com and look at reviews and just pick the one that sounds nice.
I like what Samurai said. If the noise the cars were making was the sound you made, they need to put some lubricant on their motor mounts.
No, their cars were not there. They were just talking about what scale they should buy for their next car, what motor they should buy, who makes the best kind of RC car, where they want to build a track. Ugh, I got nothing.
You build tracks for RC cars? I thought you just took them out on the sidewalk.
No, they want to race one another.
Huh. All right. I think that's all we got then. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to go. Click the Amazon banner where you cannot buy aloe or alcohol. All sold out. Or you could try to buy something else at Amazon, but not those things. Head over to CafePress.com to buy some Puzzle Warrior swag direct. Yes, Alpha Team Aloe. That's how you make your homemade Purell. Aloe vera gel, isopropyl alcohol, mix them together, Purell. But you can't do that right now because everybody bought all the stuffs. All right, that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, the Elite Eight next week.
Ooh.
Bye, friends.
Good night, everybody. Good night.